the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we are going to once again go over the pine snake. So, without further ado, let's jump right in from where we left off. Decoration. Pine snakes should be kept on a dry substrate to make sure the humidity doesn't rise in the enclosure. Whilst any loose substrate has the potential to be accidentally swallowed, it has been found that coarse beech wood chips don't cause these problems. Whilst pine snakes are not an arboreal snake species, they do like to climb on top of things to survey their surroundings. The vivarium should be decorated with various pieces of wood to enable them to do this. The pine snake vivarium can be decorated with artificial plants for a more natural look. A hiding spot at each end of the enclosure will allow the snake to move freely and thermoregulate while feeling secure. However, if you're like me and you'd like to take a bioactive approach, then a good old soil mix would be perfect. You can add in your live plants and your cleanup crew from there. For more information on bioactive enclosures and how to set one up, you can listen to my podcast, The Exotic Emporium, episode 20, which covers how to set up a bioactive enclosure. Next up is diet and water. As hatchlings, pine snakes should be fed weekly on defrosted pinky mice. As the snake grows, the food size should be increased until the snake is taking large mice or even jumbos. Adult pine snakes can be fed once every 2 weeks, as they can become overweight if fed weekly. A water bowl large enough for the snake to get into should be provided on the cool end of the enclosure. And that just about covers everything you need to know about the pine snake. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over something that I've been wanting to cover for absolutely ages, and I don't know why it's taking me this long to get round to it. But get ready for our first tortoise. More specifically, the Solcata tortoise. Join me next time, where we learn about the Solcata tortoise, where you can learn the very basics of everything that you need to know about caring for this magnificent animal. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.